Simon Newton-Smith, thank you so much for joining us today, Executive of Commercial at SAA. How are you this morning?
I'm very well, thank you. Good morning to you and good morning to your listeners.
Sure, we're very excited. It's tomorrow is the day, the official day, that SAA is set to take to the skies again. It's been some, feels like almost 2 years that SAA has been grounded. Let's call it 18 months, to be fair. And how are you all prepared to get into the sky?
Well, I can tell you the team is very excited for tomorrow. Obviously, there's been months of preparation. The public sees is the flag in the air, but I can tell you that, you know, from a technical and from a training perspective, the team is ready. I'm very excited to get back in the air tomorrow.
For clarity's sake, we've heard from sort of the Takatso consortium in the press. This has got nothing to do with the purchase that is kind of currently in its due diligence phase.
No, the
relaunch of the new airline. This is the old airline that went into business rescue and is returning in a different shape.
This is South African Airways that people know from previous. It's refreshed, The consortium discussion is still going on in the background. We understand it's very close to completion. But, you know, we're an airline and our job is to be in the air, getting people where they want to go. So, you know, recognizing that these discussions take a long time, it was just important that we get back to doing what we're doing, getting our people working, getting people moving again. So that will continue in the background, but we'll be doing our job in the meantime.
What are some of the things that have been refreshed?
Well, from a service perspective, a lot will be familiar with the people that have known South African Airways from the past. You know, inevitably, have moving forward will take time. What I will say is, we are today, and where we will be in a year's time will be very different. But the focus right now is bringing back what's familiar, and you know. But really wrapping that up in, you know, just a good positive, and you know, really, really, really making the customer the focus. And we haven't always been known for that, certainly on the lead up to business rescue. But the team is coming back with a very refreshed mindset, and it's all about the customer.
All right, and let's talk about routes. It's a massively smaller, a much smaller set of routes that we've got here. Primarily Joburg, Cape Town in South Africa. And can you talk about the regional routes that you've got on stream?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, this is very physical restart. You know, restarting an airline is tough at the best of times. Doing that in COVID has added a certain extra layer of challenge. So we've been very specific about the markets that we're re-entering. So, you know, first of all, the markets have got to be open. You know, there's a history of good performance, you know, and value for money fares for the customer, but actually the ability for the airline to make money. Clearly, as we come out of business rescue, that's key, that we balance being able to be competitive in the market and make money. And, you know, the underlying market conditions are showing some growth. Every market in the world is significantly smaller than it was pre-COVID. So we have to see some underlying demand there. So, you know, the result of that, certainly based on the data that we've been building over the last weeks and months, have led to the decision to re-enter the market into Accra, Kinshasa, Maputo, Lusaka and Harare. So those services start to kick off on Monday next week. But Cape Town was an obvious start, and certainly helping people get to and from Cape Town around the long weekend.
Mm. And Lagos and Abuja, particularly Abuja, was a recent addition. I always thought those were very busy routes. Those will not be re-added?
Over time, right now, we are poised for Nigeria. It's always been a very popular market for our customers. But right now, it's not so easy for people to get in and out of Nigeria. So certainly for South Africans, it would require quarantine on arrival. But certainly when those requirements of customers are lifted, We'd hope to be back in Nigeria very, very soon. And we've got a whole list of destinations around Africa particularly, where, you know, we're just looking to see a little bit more of a rebound in customer demand. We've got enough flexibility with the fleet that we have that when those opportunities come up, we can move quickly to add service.
All right. So let's talk about getting bums in seats, so to speak. There is no doubt some really, you know, SAA's goodwill has taken a massive knock. South African taxpayers in particular are very frustrated about the persistent bailouts, about the fact that there was so much opaqueness and obscurity to this refashioning of an airline. I know you're saying that there's refreshing, but I'm not getting a lot of detail from you about what has actually been refreshed besides mindsets with the staff, people who struggled in terms of getting paid. We heard an air cabin crew listener giving us some feedback. You know, I suppose it's going to be a very difficult climb from here. The sense of demand and take up from customers, I imagine that's where the Voyager Miles sweeteners are coming in.
So, I think we're coming into this recognizing that our customers and our people have been through a very difficult period, and in many cases through no fault of their own. We recognize that. Again, as I mentioned before, we're an airline, we have to be flying, we have to prove ourselves, you know, and we have to rebuild the loyalty that existed for a long time. And, you know, all I can say to you right now is that, you know, starting to fly is the start of a very long journey. I've been very much engaged with our trade partners and stakeholders. And, you know, it's going to take time to build trust. There's no doubt about that. What I can tell you, we've been very encouraged about the take-up in demand. I can tell you that, you know, our loads over this, you know, first set of flights with the weekend, averaging 80% plus, we're still taking bookings. So that in itself is I think sort of like testament to the resilience of our customers, if you like. But yes, going back to Voyager, you know, part of rebuilding that trust is making sure that our regular customers have not been compromised, if you like, as a result of us not flying for over 18 months. So we've extended miles that were about to expire. We've extended status for all of our customers so that the status they had before we went into business rescue is maintained coming out of that. For the customers that were building miles for lifetime platinum, for example, again, we've made sure that, you know, the last 18 months doesn't work against them. And okay, these are, again, little things that we're doing just to signal that, you know, our customers should not be on the wrong side of, you know, the difficult 18 months the business has had.
Executive Commercial at SAA, Simon Newton-Smith, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and all the best with the launch tomorrow.